Welcome back to High Desert Bits, the show that's going to feature high school theater, community theater, professional theater, educational theater, and all those things rolled up into one, from Sisters to Prineville and from Lapine to Madras, all points in between. Today we're going to take a look at ETC, a relatively new theater company. It is the shorthand for Ellipse Theater Community. And we're going to talk to Jeannie Whittle, who's also directing the first show at Ellipse Theater for the 24-25 season, Last Train in Nybrook by Arlene Hutton. This is a sweet two-character show. It will tour across Central Oregon starting September 20th and run through October 13th. It will open at Ben's Open Space. Then it's going to travel to Lapine, Redmond, Sisters, Prineville, and close back in Bend at the Downtown Library. You can find their schedule and their performance venues at their website, etcbend.org. And when you visit the calendar page on High Desert Bits, you'll find Last Train to Nybrook and where it'll be staged. So do your part and get those bits to a show. And now, here's Jeannie Whittle. Tell us about your season. You have a busy season coming up.
We do have a busy season. We're opening our season this year with Last Train to Nybrook. And then I think next up is a staged reading of a new musical.
Mm-hmm. Voiceless.
It's still in the refining process. So they're doing the staged reading of that so that the playwright and the lady who wrote the music, which is amazing music, mm-hmm. by the way, have a chance to look at it and listen to it and see if they need to make any fine tuning on it.
Yep.
And then after that, we have, I think in February, we have a great show coming up. It's called Lifespan of a Fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing show dealing with journalistic integrity. Very important.
Cool. Very timely.
Very timely. Very timely. And then our final one is called, oh my goodness sakes, the name of this always... Tiny Little Lies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which will be an immersive show.
Awesome.
Dealing with mental health.
Nice.
Yeah. So that we try to keep our seasons small, limited to, you know, 4 shows.
Yeah.
So that we can manage it. But yeah, that's our season.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So all of those shows will be in the show notes.
Yeah.
So that people can then listen to this, or they can look at the show notes, or they can look at the website and find out what the shows are.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the show that's coming up that you're in rehearsal for right now.
We're in rehearsals right now for Last Train to Nybrook. It's such a sweet story. Takes place. It starts before America gets fully involved in World War II.
Okay.
It's about 2 young people who meet on a train. It's the best meet cute ever.
Yes.
And then it just sort of follows them over a period of 3 years, going from when they meet on the train to the next time they meet, or next time we see them meet is at a festival. And then the final time we see them is he has come over to her house for dinner.
Nice.
And I'm not going to give anything else away.
Okay, that's all we need. It's a 2-person show.
It's a 2-person show. Paige and Nathan kill it. They play May and Raleigh are my actors. And I was so happy to meet May and Raleigh. I think everybody should come meet May and Raleigh and watch their love story unfold.
Yeah.
Their love story that takes place during a time when our world was at war and life was uncertain. You didn't know what was around the corner. Just how they navigate.
Yeah.
How the things they had planned in life, how those have to sometimes change because of circumstances. And what do you do when that happens?
Yeah. Because life happens.
Life happens.
Yeah.
We all know that. We've all experienced that.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. You tell me a little bit about yourself.
Wow. Well, about 2015, I got invited back into work on theater. Up until that point, I'd been dealing with family, raising my daughters. And before that, I was a theater major.
Oh, cool.
Until, you know, life took over, yeah. all of that. And then I felt it was more important to raise my two daughters and not have the distractions. And I also lived in over in the Valley, and there weren't a lot of opportunities that I was aware of at that point in time. This was back in the, you know, early 80s.
Yeah.
So just kind of lost sight of it. It was, you know, fun while I did it. And then, mm-hmm. you know, well, I have other important things to do now. So like I said, 2015, my, a friend of mine who was my daughter's drama teacher at Mountain View High School, Deb DeGrasse.
Oh, I love Deb.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Miss her. She's up in Tacoma now.
She is.
She is. But anyway, she had, cast and was directing. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
At CTC?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so I get this phone call. I don't remember if she called me or she emailed me or something. She goes, okay. She goes, do you want to be in Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum? And I went, well, yeah, I was going to audition, but I forgot.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, I had somebody drop out and I need somebody to be one of the Proteans. And I went, I'm in.
Doing it.
I'm doing it. And then I hung up the phone or closed the email and I went, I don't know what that part is.
What did I say yes to?
What did I? So I looked it up and I went, the Proteans are basically the chorus clowns of the whole show.
Yeah.
And you're in the entire show, lost 20 pounds doing that show. But I went, okay, you know, I'm all in. I hadn't sang in years.
Yeah.
I hadn't acted in years.
All comes back.
It's and it's like nice, I put my foot on that stage and went, yep, I know what I'm doing here. And I had the best time of my life. And I yeah. have not stopped since then.
Good.
I've just been either on stage, mostly backstage or light and sound design. I have directed a couple shows prior to this one.
Mm-hmm.
I directed a children's theater production of Alice in Wonderland with kids.
Cool.
And you being a teacher, you understand the challenges
yeah.
of herding cats.
All wet, no looking for snacks.
And they're like all going yeah. in different directions at the same time. And there's a yeah. bunch of traps sitting around scaring them. And I directed a 10-minute play that my daughter had written while she was living in London, going to school there.
Cool.
Called In the Details.
In the Details.
It's
by
Mackenzie Whittle.
Okay.
It's a great play.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I've directed those two, and then, but mainly like I AD'd for Michelle Majeski for Theater in the Park,
mm-hmm.
From Jesus Christ Superstar up through Into the Woods.
Okay.
So that's always fun. Another added challenge. The Theater in the Park is a whole different animal.
Absolutely.
It is. A lot of bits and pieces on that. And then I saw an audition notice for ETC for Here on the Flight Path. So I thought, read the character descriptions. I went, well, that one character, I know who that person is. I could do that. So I went and I auditioned and I got cast. So then I kind of got in with the ETC group and I haven't stopped since. And I've worked on, I think, almost the majority of the productions since I did Flight Path. I think I've had some hand in doing something, either aiding or stage managing or just running crew.
You find a home, stay there.
It is. I know. Yeah. Some of the people that I've met through here and I go, well, you know, I guess we're all stuck with each other now.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not a bad place to be.
That's why they call it company.
That's why they call it company.
Nice.
It's not a bad place to
be. Nice.
But yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
So what is your connection to ETC other than acting?
I'm also sit on the board of directors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about the mission of ETC.
That's a very good question. I'm glad I wrote that down somewhere. Well, our mission statement basically is to be all-inclusive theater mm-hmm. company. We welcome everybody. We have a couple of different formats that we do. We do the traveling shows,
mm-hmm.
and then we have immersive shows, like we just did Tuesdays with Maury.
Cool.
And that was what we called an immersive production. It did travel, but after the performance ended, we had specialists in the field, healthcare field, hospice, things like that come in. And then the audience was invited to stay and ask questions.
That's great.
And the professionals, the healthcare professionals and the hospice workers could answer those questions. And it was actually very, it was very nice. And the questions you hear are very good. And you could ask, the, and the cast was there too. You could even ask, the, like, how did you relate to this character or, you know, things like that. And the director, you could ask the director. It was very interesting. It was very interesting to hear the questions that were asked and then the responses that they got. And then we also have a, we, what we call our next productions. Those don't travel.
Okay.
Those we have one location and they're a little bit what I guess some people would consider more edgy. Like the first one we did was God of Carnage.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I AD'd for that one and stage managed for that one. So, yeah.
I think the thing that I love about like looking at your schedule is you have challenging shows, but you have small casts, which gives a great opportunity for actors to really stretch.
It does.
You know?
We are one of our goals when we're looking, I know one of your questions was when earlier was when, how do you choose the plays that you find that you produce? When we do the review of the plays that have been presented to us to review, we try to look for, you know, content, of course, what's the play about? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it indifferent? How do we feel about it? Cast size is very important because we don't have a set location. So we travel and we have to find wherever we can that's available, you know, churches, libraries, music halls, anywhere.
And I love that because for the show that's coming up, you're in Bend, you're in Sisters, you're in Prineville.
We are.
You're in Redmond, you're in Lapine.
We are.
So you've got one or two shows in each of those locations.
We do. We do.
It's great to be able to bring theater to a space.
That was, that's part of our mission is to bring it out to the surrounding communities so that everybody feels like they have to constantly drive to Bend.
Right. Right.
And it's like, well, here, we will come to you.
Right.
We will come to your home area and you can come see us closer. I know we get, when we go to Prineville, we get a pretty positive response there at the museum. We do it at the Bowman Museum.
Right.
Which is a
great space.
It is. It's an interesting space to work, which is another one of the challenges with traveling shows. You really never know what you're going to find if you haven't been to that space before.
Right.
Yeah. Luckily, most of the ones we've been to them enough times that we know what we're going to be getting into.
Yeah.
It does. But each one has its own unique challenges as far as setting up our set. We don't use, you know, backdrops or panels or anything. But we have black room divider panels.
Okay.
That, you know, are individual. They're about 22 inches long. We take those, we set those up and configure our stage with that. And then we, that is our
so
set.
Everything's mobile.
Everything is mobile.
In a van or in a car.
Usually in the back of our pickup.
Yeah.
And we go from, we're like a bunch of, a traveling performing troupe. We just go from here to there, wherever we're welcome.
It's very Commedia dell'arte for you.
It truly is. It truly is. Yeah. It's wherever we're welcomed. You know,
you theater nerds, go back to the 16th century. You'll get that reference. That's okay. So, we talked about, we're actually at a friend's house because you're rehearsing in her living room.
We're rehearsing in her living room.
If you've tuned in, we talked to Shannon Sullivan about finding performance spaces or finding rehearsal spaces in Bend and that it's a challenge.
It is a very big challenge. So, it really is.
The challenge of securing a space or finding a performing space or a rehearsal space. What is it you face?
Well, first off, finding the spot, finding a spot that is affordable, which there are lots of nice spots, but some of them are out of our price bracket.
Right.
One of the big challenges we find, you know, with the different spaces is configuring our stage for each one.
Yeah.
Because some of them are great. They're perfect. You walk in, you've got all the room in the world and everything's just the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
And then some of them aren't, because a lot of the spaces we perform in, they're not theaters. They don't have a stage. Right. It's just, it's a meeting room. Meeting rooms at the library. We did one show at a church, so we had to move all the seats and set up the stage.
Yeah.
So that's, and then sometimes the ones that do have a stage, they're not configured for plays. They're configured for musical performances.
Right.
So that makes it challenging, because you have to make sure, well, as you know, you have to make sure you've got access left, right, and back.
Right.
And without having to trip over things or climb over things.
Right.
But yeah, so that's
magic theater.
Yeah. But that is a challenge, but we manage.
And as far as seating for the audience, do you bring that in, or do you use what's
we use
existence?
What is there.
Okay.
Most of the, all of the places that we go to have, they're set up to have people come for one reason or another,
okay.
Not usually, you know, theatrical performances, but they have seats. We have to usually set the chairs up
right.
ourselves, or help whoever is there, help them set it up. Our traveling productions are what I like to refer to as an all hands on deck.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody helps.
Yep.
Cast, crew, anybody.
You load in, you load out.
You load in, you load out.
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It is. It's like, and nobody is an exception. It's like, nope, there are no divas in this. You all have to help us.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, if it's, you know, my request of everybody is you help us load in. And then you can go get ready.
Yeah.
And we'll set up.
Yeah.
And then you help us strike and load out.
Yeah.
After you're out of costume.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. What's the best part of your job? As a director, as a board member for Inlips?
The best part as a director, to me, I love bringing a show to life. Mm-hmm. And watching the progression of that first reading to opening night.
Yeah.
See, goosebumps.
Oh,
yeah.
I hear you.
It's something special. It's really something special. The nerves that go along mm-hmm. with it are, I would say, probably equal to, maybe worse than actually being on stage.
Yeah.
Because it's your baby.
It is. And you've worked hard and you've thought about it.
You lay awake at night running over things. It's like, no, I just need to sleep. It's like, nope. We've got to get this blocking down.
Yep.
It's like, oh, that's not going to work. Yes, it will.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How can patrons get a ticket?
Well, they can go to our website, and there are links on there for all of our shows. Right now, the only show up, of course, that has tickets available is Last Train to Nibrock. Mm-hmm. You can pick the date. You can click the get tickets.
Very easy, very accessible.
Our ticket prices are extremely reasonable. $20.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Because again, our goal is to make it so everybody can come. They are not priced out in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Yeah.
And your website is?
It's etcbend.org. And we also have a Facebook presence. We
and
have
Instagram.
An Instagram. And I believe we're on
YouTube.
X, Twitter, and YouTube.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Look at us. Ooh, ooh, branching out.
I love that.
Yeah, it's because we have those young people saying, why aren't you here? It's like, as oldies are like, where?
What? Insta what? Insta coffee?
Insta notes?
Keep that in, Hazel. Insta oats, that's good. Insta grits. That's a Virginia reference. Thank you. How about volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
Oh, we always need volunteers.
Okay.
We can always use volunteers. We can use volunteers for crew. We can use volunteers for front of house. We can use volunteers for helping if we need set pieces built.
Okay.
We have some great people, but I feel it's kind of unfair to always rely on the same people to do everything. And some people just need, you know, help with things. We need volunteers to direct shows.
Okay.
That's always very important. If somebody were to see something that they were interested in, all they would have to do is let us know, and we'll vet them and see whether it's a good match.
Okay.
If somebody was interested in possibly directing a future show, let us know. We'll put your name on a list.
Yeah.
And
if you have a show in mind,
if you have
can submit it.
If you have a show in mind, please submit it to us. That way we're not trying to go, now what shows have we, going through all the searches, trying to find things that fit our parameters, which is, you know, basically a smaller cast and not a whole bunch of set pieces. Although I have worked on a show that did have a whole bunch of set pieces and I got to figure out how to make it all work.
Nice.
And I did.
And then what do you see as far as the growth for ETC? What would you like to see?
Oh, I would like to see it be unlimited. I would like to eventually see us be able to have a permanent spot somewhere. Yeah. That would be great. Yeah. Even if we're sharing it with another production company, which in my mind, we should all work together.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's definitely something where you could schedule it and have spots where people could come in and do their thing.
Right. Well, I'm kind of hoping that when they get the Performing Arts Center they're working on in some distant future time, that might be a possibility that there's spots for things like that.
Yeah, like if they have black box rehearsal spaces.
Oh, that would be amazing. I do know the new library is supposed to have something like that. At least that was the original plan that I read about when it was first voted on and approved.
Awesome.
But that's been a while.
Yeah.
So, but again, that would be exciting too if they had something where we could go use that.
That'd be great.
Because it's really, I mean, again, when we have, it's hard when we're rehearsing to find a space to rehearse.
Right.
I know we have used people's backyards, people's garages. One show I worked on, we were actually able to secure an empty suite in a business complex that was empty.
Cool. Yeah.
And so they allowed us to move in there and use that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But again, we just have to kind of, you know, beg and borrow for things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah, if anybody knows anything.
Yeah. You need to contact ETC.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, then I think, my friend, we're done.
Oh, perfect.
We're done.
Well, that was very painless.
That was. It wasn't bad at all.
No, not bad.
Awesome. Okay.